Who is a happy man? Is anybody raising their hand? Or is a lot of you saying, not me? Not me. I'm in a miserable marriage. I'm in a miserable relationship. I don't know how much longer I can stand this. If there's anything that bugs me, it's an unhappy man. You know what? Men are, they're beautiful creatures. I mean, they come in all shapes and sizes and flavors and smells and haircuts and colognes and, you know, they're just, oh, men are beautiful. And it all starts off the same way, right? You're happy with him, all is well, life is good. You're like little bunny rabbits. You know, the euphoria of a brand new relationship, the kisses, the cuddling, the fooling around in places that you probably shouldn't be, the car. Oh, God, isn't it exciting when you're in a brand new relationship and everything's just, oh, life is good. You know those people. You know what I'm talking about. I love that. Some people get disgusted. And the people that are disgusted is in they're in a boring old rut. You know, and their man probably turned into a slob. You know, because they just don't care anymore. They're not trying. In fact, nobody's trying anymore. The relationship is on life support, right? You're just barely hanging in there. But as a woman, and the numerous failures I have had, it really comes down to basics. And I'm not trying to minimize it or, you know, make less than what it is. But, I mean, literally it comes down to two things. And being in big truck with the cutouts of chicks on it. Nothing wrong with that. That's just who they are. That's right. But anyway, going down to basics. And when I was in manufacturing, I was one of the few girls for 15 years. Just, you know, it's male-dominated. You know, that's just a fact. But I used to crack the guys up with, you guys are simple. Feed you and fuck you. That's all you got to do. Make you happy. Now, is there a lot more to that? Absolutely. Don't be stupid. But men are very, very simple creatures, and I love that about men, you know? And, you know, you got a good one. You know, most of them know how to make their own sandwich, right? I remember Toby making me laugh with that. You know, I can make my own sandwich, you know? But they would laugh, because I would say, you guys are basic. That's the two things you need. Now, again, if you're down to only one of those, you know, just feeding them, and the sex is non-existent, that's painful. That's painful. That's a man, intimacy, right? You know, throw the dog a bone. And I've noticed that men, if you warm her up, you know, and I know the old massage is probably not working anymore. You know, maybe you do need to do something as sexy as helping her clean up the kitchen. It's really the little things that get to a woman. And if it's been a long time, there's probably a lot of little things you need to be doing. But it takes two of you. You know, and when we're not getting what we want, we get extremely selfish. And that's when all of a sudden, it feels like all of a sudden, but it's those little things that haven't been adding up, that relationship gets to be on life support. And you're not talking anymore. And if you're not talking, then, you know, the sex is non-existent. Make your own goddamn meal. The relationship, the party's over. Let's just say the party is over. The balloons are deflated. They're just kind of hanging there. You know, dirty paper plates everywhere. Yeah, you just want to be done. Somebody else can clean up this mess. But if you still love him, her, have the talk. where I'm at. Don't point fingers, don't blame, and you haven't, and because, just get real. Men, this is for you. Get real with her. You may feel like a child that's constantly getting scolded for not doing something. You know, when you act like a child, I'm going to treat you like a child. Yeah, that's no way to go. That's rough. I'm going to encourage you, man, to find a time with her and say, look, I'm sorry and I'm part of the problem, but I really want to fix this. I'm tired of not being intimate with you. And by intimate, I'm just meaning let's laugh together. Let's start there. Let's do things together that make us laugh, that put us on the same page. You know, when you start doing those little things, it's going to eventually lead back to sex, where you want each other again, where you're hungry for that mouth to be on you. And it's going to take some time, and it's going to take some patience, and it's going to take the both of you wanting to get back to where you're comfortable with each other. And I can't speak for men. This is what I think you're thinking, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but she's probably feeling neglected. The talking's gone. The intimacy's gone. You know, just bring it to the table. Hold her hand. Make her feel important. Somebody's got to take the first step in fixing this. All right? So, you know what? This is dedicated to men and women today, especially during this horrifying pandemic where we're all just trying to fucking figure it out. Take a breath. And when you ask the universe for timing, look, I need to talk to this woman. I miss her. I'm sure she's missing you too. You're missing each other. You're just not vulnerable enough to say it. I miss you. I miss us. And I'm sure women are like, where is that man that wanted nothing but make me happy? And the man is probably saying, remember when I used to make you happy? If there's anything that I want is to make you happy, and it seems like nothing I do makes you happy, and I've just given up trying. I think that's where the magic is. Except, you know what? I know that's where the magic is. When you get back to basics of talking, of enjoying a meal together, of laughing, of expressing what your needs are. Don't be demanding. Nobody wants to cave when you're demanding. I'm talking about the stillness of being together. Maybe the stillness right now is awkward. Ugh. Who wants to be awkward in their own house, in their own relationship, in their own space? So maybe it's time to ask the universe, can you present a quiet time for us to get back to us? When nothing else in the world matters. Not work, not kids, not situations, but when it was us against the world. I want to get back there with you. Women want to be emotionally fed. Men want to be physically fed. But in order for both of those to happen, you have to be unselfish. Maybe have an experiment, guys. How about that? Maybe you should be the first one to make the move of being kind and gentle and let me get that for you. Is there anything I can do for you? How was your day? Without expectations. That's what I love about a smart man. I ain't getting what I want. I ain't getting what I need. I'm going to go back to the beginning of when making her smile made me smile. So, let's try that. Women, if you're listening to this, remember when you made him feel like the only thing in the world? He was fucking studly, right? That's my man. That's my man right there. Look at him. Look at him go. Look at him. Right? Remember that? Remember when he was your everything? You could do no wrong. Did what he was supposed to do. And that made you want him. So, that's what I want for you guys to think about today. How can we get back to us?